All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Good Together, where small daily steps allow us to create good in the world together. I'm your co-host, Laura Wittig, CEO and founder of Brightly.eco, a platform that empowers you to make a daily difference through shopping, learning, and connecting with other changemakers around the world. All right, so it's the first episode of the Good Together podcast, and my co-host Lisa and I can't wait to jump into it with you and get you inspired. I feel like now is the perfect time for a small podcast like this. I feel like this week, much like every other week, was pretty chaotic in terms of current events, news about climate change, etc. And I personally feel pretty helpless when I turn on the news. Sometimes I don't even want to, which is crazy. I actually was a journalism major back in college, and I used to take great pride in being up to date on every single thing. Sometimes I just want to turn it off and sort of get underneath one of my weighted blankets and chill out. But, you know, I think in order for us to really create change together, we have to pay attention and we have to create situations where we are able to vote with our dollars and vote for change with our daily actions. So that was really the inspiration behind Good Together. It's actually why I founded Brightly, which you heard me talk a little bit about earlier. Please go ahead, give us a look. Let me know your thoughts. And as always, let us know your thoughts about this podcast. We're brand new to podcasting. We're super excited. So give us a follow at brightly.eco on Instagram. Use that hashtag GoodTogether, and we'd love to have a dialogue with you. All right, so without further ado, let's hop right into it. All right, so we are officially recording our first podcast.
Yay, awesome.
Yeah, so excited to get started and to share our love of ethical fashion and sustainable lifestyle tips to the world.
Yes, I'm super excited. So let's get into it.
So we are super excited to start this podcast. This is an idea that Lisa and I have had for quite a while, and wanted to really take some time out of our day to help you get inspired to change the world with small, easy daily steps.
Well, let's talk about Brightly, right? This is what something that really brought us together. So why don't you tell everyone what Brightly is, and hopefully people will get inspired even more.
Yeah. So Brightly is a platform that helps you change the world by shopping, learning, and engaging with one another about ethical lifestyle tips and trying to change the world through conscious consumerism. So Brightly recently launched. We're at brightly.eco. You can currently find thousands of products from brands who are doing things right. And in the very near future, you'll be able to learn about different tips from us via our content and our blog,
And then later on, we'll be launching our community where you can actually engage with one another and get excited about different causes and come together and change the world. You know, Lisa and I started Brightly because we personally believe in the power of voting with your dollars to change the world. You know, I think a lot of us right now are really concerned about climate change and about turmoil going on in the world around us. And for us, Brightly and this new podcast, Good Together, is something that we feel really strongly about.
Yes, exactly. And talking about community, one other thing that you should check out, if you're a lover of Facebook, we have an ethical shopping and lifestyle collective, which we started probably about a year or so ago. We're just posting all the resources, such as this podcast, hopefully will turn out to be about everything ethical shopping lifestyle. We're sharing our favorite brands, but the actual idea that the community started, I just wanted to share all the like, amazing holiday discounts or non-holiday discounts to ethical brands. You know, everybody loves sales, everybody loves shopping, but we want you to really go and shop with ethical brands. But yeah, let me talk a bit about myself, I guess. We actually met with Laura through another podcast. Shout out to the Spirit of 608, an awesome podcast for ethical fashion founders, and the host of it, Lorraine Sanders. My background is actually started all the way from nonprofits. And then I got inspired to go more into social business, right? To building sustainable business models around also solving any given social problem. I'm a huge fan of Muhammad Yunus, who is a Nobel Peace Laureate, who is the father of microfinance, and also a big proponent of the idea of the social business, as I just mentioned. My background is all about community building and, of course, marketing and sales, a very, very important thing if you're a business owner. I actually was a founder of Globin, which is one of Brightly brands. It's an artisan box subscription. It's also an online store for all things handmade, fair trade, artisan made. Think Moroccan ceramics or hand-blown glassware from Mexico or gorgeous textiles from Guatemala. Of course, there's so many amazing ethical brands out there, and that's why we created Brightly. We want it to be the one place where you can discover everything, all the ethical alternatives for everything you shop for your life.
Lisa and I, we met through Lorraine's podcast, and then we actually realized we were both based in the Bay Area. So we quickly became friends and really found ourselves having these conversations ourselves about, the latest zero waste trend or different ways that we could change our lives on a daily basis, in addition to sharing with our audiences. So we figured, hey, like, let's get together and make a podcast because it's something we're really interested in. A little bit about me, I'll keep it brief. So I've been involved in social impact and tech for most of my career. I actually got started at Amazon Fashion when I first got out of college. And I, started to see really the impact of fast fashion sort of build up in front of my eyes. I worked very closely with the fashion editors there. And my job was to basically sell as many shoes and handbags as I could to pretty much everybody in the world, because, right, everybody's on Amazon. And I saw all of these shoes and handbags and things pile up behind me. And they were, made in China. There was strange off-gassing, just a really strange environment to be in. And I thought to myself, wow, I myself am contributing to this cycle of waste and, just awful, awful things going on in the world. So I figured out, hey, let's get involved with ethical fashion. And so from there, I actually went over to Google, where I did a product management project around something called social impact search. So basically, when people came to Google and searched for things related to suicide or sexual assault, my job was to make sure that those people could get help by finding a crisis hotline at the top of their search results. So that really showed me that tech could be used for good. And that's how I had the idea to start Brightly eventually. So, as a consumer, as an everyday person, You know, I'm very passionate about making sure that I am shopping with my values and supporting businesses that are doing well by the world.
Yeah, and just so we're not getting in here and like we don't sound too preachy, I want to kind of come clean and, you know, yeah, we all did not start like super ethical shoppers, and we're not 100% ethical shoppers by any means. I, for example, another shout out is there's an amazing movie documentary, True Cost, that hopefully some of you have already watched. Me and Laura probably watched it a bajillion times. But I actually, it took me 3 times to watch the documentary, which is amazing, as I mentioned, and to be on a panel discussing this documentary for me to actually consciously switch to completely shopping ethically. And again, it's still not 100%, but I would say like 70 to 80%. And it's just, this is when I finally kind of committed myself to like, okay, ask yourself twice, 3 times, or however you need. Do you really need this piece of clothing or whatever you're buying? Do you really need another thing for your house? So yeah, it takes time and it takes learning. It takes talking to your friends. So this is what the podcast is for.
Yeah, and Liz is totally right. We all want to shop ethically with 100% of our purchases, but that's not always possible. And so, you know, even choosing to make one purchase a day, you know, that's ethical, is going to make a huge impact around the world. So for us, it becomes, you know, the process of trying to understand what's the easiest way I can do good in the world every day. And that's going to change. So we're super excited and really want to help you understand that every single action that you do matters. And don't beat yourself up if you've got to go, you know, if you pick something up from your favorite fast fashion brand every once in a while. We're all human. But yeah, this is why we're excited. We want to be really positive and just showcase how we can all change the world in our own way. So I think what we wanted to talk about today for our first episode was about fast fashion and kind of talk a little bit about what that means, what some of the trends are in the ethical fashion community around like different ideas that people are coming up with to make a difference, and then talk through a few articles and things that we found.
Yeah, there was an awesome article that came out actually just yesterday by in Fast Company by Elizabeth Sigrin. She's awesome. She has written so many pieces about fast fashion and fast fashion, slow fashion, but also about some of our favorite ethical brands like Allbirds, Nisolo, Known Supply, things like that. So article, actually, yeah, it came out about a week or so ago.
Oh, and I also want to mention too, Lisa, don't want to interrupt you, but all of the links and things we're talking about are going to be available in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely.
You'll be able to follow along with us.
Yeah. So yeah, the article title is Bad News, the Fashion Industry is Actually Slowing Down on Sustainability. This is indeed bad news, but I'll give you a bit more details. But before, we wanted to briefly chat about what is fast fashion, what the term means. And the term just basically has to do with fashion buying cycles that's based around the forecasts, right? And that fast fashion, you know, it's fast fashion brands, they're changing their product line so quickly. It's not seasonal anymore, right? It's not 4 times a year. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks. And of course, it's even as big of brands as far powerful of brands they can absolutely not sell all this stuff. So in some cases, in many cases, brands like H&M, for example, they literally burn their inventory. They don't give it away. They don't donate it or recycle it. They just burn it. And the reason is, why don't they want to give it away, right, to people in need or give it to Goodwill? It's because it will devalue their product and their brand. So instead, they burn it, which is crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's crazy. And the other thing is like, it's not just H&M. There's bigger luxury brands. Like some of the LVMH companies were found to be doing this as well. It's a really systemic problem. And to Lisa's point, like, you know, sometimes brands want to go ahead and donate this waste, but we're actually at a point now where most third world countries are not going to even accept these clothing pieces that we're sending to them. They're just really overflowing with waste.
Yeah, and talking about waste, I got a very interesting stat a couple of days ago from one of our friends here in San Francisco Bay Area, Rachel Fowler from Tonle. So apparently, in San Francisco alone, just in 1 minute, 75 pounds of waste is generated. Manufacturing clothing waste is generated. So it's in 1 minute in San Francisco alone, 75 pounds of clothing waste. How crazy is that?
That is insane. Yeah, I mean, that's like absolutely insane.
So yeah, and that's the problem. That's what the article is talking about. It's the waste and how big the industry is. So yeah, like we also want in this this podcast, right? That this is why we are not just talking about things we know, but also we're talking about the articles. We want to give you, you know, well researched facts, right? From sources we trust. And so, you know, yeah, there's actually a common myth that, you know, fashion is the second most polluting industry, which is not true. Apparently, there was a lot of bloggers and journalists who actually did research. But what is true, apparently in 2015, the fashion sector generated 1.2 billion tons of greenhouse gases, which is more than all international flights and maritime shipping combined.
Wow, I would not have thought that. No, that's crazy. This is I'm learning something new today.
And this is again from the article, which links to the original source. It's Ellen MacArthur Foundation report on the new textiles economy.
That's crazy. And so one, you know, one thing that I think is something that we all want to remember too is there's a few things that you can actually do yourself to actually help mitigate this. And so that's, I think, what we kind of want to go into next, you know. But Lisa, were there any other like tidbits that you found when you were doing research?
Yeah.
On
so
this?
The main point of the article was that unfortunately, the big brands are not the ones who are leading this change towards sustainability. It's basically done all by small startup size companies with less than $100 million in revenue. Which I know it's still big, but and there's so many startups right now, like a very small, tiny in comparison with H&M's and Zara's of the world. But they're the one leading the bulk of the work on the environment and sustainability. But the good news is amazing. And that's what I wanted to share with you. The good news is your brand, your wallet activism is actually working. So here's a quote. 38% of 3,000 consumers surveyed around the world say they actively switch from their preferred brand to another brand because its credibility stands for positive environment and or social practices. It's amazing. Yeah, young consumers specifically are even more likely to do so, with nearly half of them switching brands based on these considerations. So basically, consumers are actively punishing brands that do not have eco-friendly practices. And, you know, you just see it around. Even though, you know, obviously big brands are not doing enough, they are listening because you're voting with your wallet. Again, I wanted to absolutely mention my favorite quote. Every time you spend money, you're costing a vote for the kind of world you want, by Anna Lape. And it's absolutely true. So yeah, let's talk about more practical things and some simple ways you can change your lifestyle, change your maybe decision making about buying things, and contribute to this positive society.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we know the problem is there. Sometimes it can seem overwhelming, especially with some of the statistics you were showing. But you know, I think it's something that's really important. So one thing that I think I've personally experimented with is doing the Marie Kondo method, which I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with. But if you're not, there's a great book that Marie Kondo has written called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. She also recently came out with a Netflix show. So if you're more of a Netflix and chill type person, then go ahead and
check it out.
For
a while, I did not know what Netflix and chill means.
I know. I love how it's like in the
But what do you mean? Just watch Netflix and do whatever you want. But
yeah, that's right. Who knows, right? But yeah, I mean, so basically Marie Kondo says that if something does not give you joy, then you should get rid of it. And that can seem a little bit hard to understand. So totally recommend watching the show for examples of that. But it's a great sort of framework to use as you open your closet, which is probably stuffed with things you've not worn in years anyway. And she gives you very actionable ways to go about that. And so sort of the other thing I also wanted to mention is what happens once you've cleaned your closet out, which of course is like one of the most daunting things you could do. But there's two things that you can do. So one is a capsule wardrobe. Lisa, have you tried a
capsule wardrobe? No, I haven't. I'm very lazy. And my approach has been, instead I did clean my wardrobe actually, but with help of my stylist friend, which I know if you're lazy like me, just pay someone to help you with this. Like, I mean, it's as silly as it is, but you know, when you pay someone to do something, you suddenly more motivated to actually get it done. My main approach is basically, I just don't buy it. You know, like even if it's a dress that I absolutely love, if it's not ethical, it's not an option for me. And yeah, I'm slowly going into thrifting, right, because yeah, if I see like amazing brand there, amazing dress by a fast fashion brand, but it's thrifted, it's actually the most sustainable way to shop because a thrifted secondhand piece has zero negative environmental impact on it, right?
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge, and I feel like a few other people that I know, if you're not really into going to thrift stores, you can use online resale marketplaces like Poshmark or ThredUp to find products that people have listed for sale. I personally have used Poshmark before. I love it. It's really easy to buy things and to sell things on there. Another thing that you can do is to host a clothes swap party. Mm-hmm. So basically the idea... Yeah, totally. Like, I think we're actually planning on doing one for Brightly, at least one before the end of the year. And the idea behind that is you get a group of, most of the time it's women, but of course you could host one with women and men. But basically you get a group of people together who generally either share the same size and aesthetic, or you have a big enough group where you can kind of sort people into, those buckets. So that's easy when you, a person who's coming to the swap can quickly identify clothes that you'd be interested in. But basically you bring a bag of clothes in with you, you trade them out with each other. And it's just a really like fun way to get to meet new people and to kind of, get excited about.
Yeah. And just
clothes.
Add wine and here you go as a party. But I mean, it's just a great excuse to see your friends, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, talking about Netflix, I forgot to mention, as I mentioned, True Cost, the amazing documentary. It was one of the main things that started the fast fashion, the fashion revolution, what do we call it? But it's also Netflix for free. If you're a Netflix subscriber, absolutely watch it. Recommend it. It's a great watch and it will absolutely change the way you think about buying fashion. But I just realized too, and probably will edit it in a different segment of the podcast, we haven't talked about what actually started the fast fashion, the fashion revolution. And
I feel like, Lisa, I think we're kind of running up on time, but what I want to do is like, we're going to go into a variety of topics around fast fashion in upcoming episodes. So I think one is definitely going to be about Fashion Revolution Week, like what you're talking about, sort of the genesis there. I think another episode that we're planning on doing in the future is, of course, like capsule wardrobes. Like I just briefly touched on that, but there's a huge interesting methodology around that. There's so many different things that we're planning on getting into. And so you'll be able to find more information about our upcoming episodes at brightly.eco/podcast. That is the URL for this podcast. We're so excited. And of course, this is just the beginning. Lisa and I could talk
about
this. Yeah,
so we'll
all day.
Be timing ourselves. That's for sure. If you're on Facebook, go to search for Ethical Shopping and Lifestyle Collective group. Just click join and you'll find all the resources and of course, podcast episode links right there as well.
Yeah, we'll keep posting. So join the community and join the conversation there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys. Bye.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation between Lisa and I, and that we inspired you to go out and create some change in the world today. As always, you can find us online at brightly.eco. So type that into your web browser. That handle is also good for us on Instagram and Facebook. So please join the conversations there. And finally, I wanted to give a thank you to our friends at Pod Pronto, who did the editing and gave us some consulting for this episode. So if you're interested in really fast, really awesome podcast editing, please check them out at podpronto.com.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.